This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi was sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister today. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Atishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bharadwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as Cabinet Ministers. Atishi is an MLA from Kalkaji Assembly seat. She has become the third woman Chief Minister of Delhi after Sushma Swaraj of the BJP and Sheila Dixit of the Congress. Earlier this week, Arvind Kejriwal had submitted his resignation along with his Council of Ministers to the Lieutenant Governor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to hold a bilateral meeting with US President Joe Biden at Wilmington in Delaware tonight. Mr. Modi embarked on a three-day visit to the United States, packed with a series of high-level meetings and engagements. He will attend the 6th annual Quad Leaders Summit past midnight tonight. Members of the Quad group comprising the United States, Japan, India and Australia are expected to discuss a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida. Afterwards, Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The Prime Minister said this is an opportunity for the global community to chart the road ahead for the betterment of humanity. President Draupadi Murmu met with several victims of Maoist violence from Bastar region of Chhattisgarh at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the President said no objective can justify taking the path of violence, which invariably proves too costly for society. President Murmu urged the left-wing extremists to abjure violence, stating that the government will make all efforts to solve their problems. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an unprecedented transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, moving from terrorism to peace. Addressing a public rally at Mainthar in Poonch district, he said the youth of Jammu and Kashmir now hold laptops in their hands instead of stones. Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Rajouri and Jammu districts. Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, who is in Jammu to campaign for Congress candidates in the ongoing assembly elections today, said his party would launch an agitation against threats to Rahul Gandhi. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that Kharge asserted that the Congress would not be cowed down by the RSS BJP's poisonous mindset. Junior doctors have joined emergency duty in all hospitals and medical colleges in West Bengal. They have withdrawn their strike after 42 days after the gruesome rape and murder of a PGT doctor at R.J. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of August. The state government had circulated a 10-point directive for the safety and security of all medical colleges and hospitals in the state. The junior doctors have not joined the OPD services and they conveyed their fight for justice will continue in the court. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. In Chennai cricket test, India are firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. At stumps, the visitors were 158 for the loss of 4 wickets. Najmul Hussain Shanto at 51 runs and Shakib Al Hasan on 5 were at the crease at close of play. And with that, we end this news bulletin.